pretty oddsy fine.
Miss Price, listen, I was calling. I had a problem down there with my wife. Was in there here about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and I was wondering if you could help me out.
Okay, sir.
She come in there to have an x-ray done down in her lower gut there. And y'all run in some sort of radioactivated mess in that thing.
Oh, okay.
And listen, ever since then, and it's happened 3 times, she's gone in a dry goods store and a grocery store and a drug store. And you know them little things that you, as you go out the door, that beep off if you've been shoplifting or something in there?
Yeah.
It went off on her. First in the dry goods store, and then in the grocery store, and then last night, like I said, in the drug store down there.
You mean since having that bone scan done?
Yes, ma'am. She ain't had nothing happen before then, and it's happened 3 times since, and it's got to be that daggum radioactivated stuff that y'all run in that lower gut.
What is her name, sir?
Sharon Jean Mercer.
Okay, just...
And listen, the problem is, ma'am, that last night at the drug store, the high school principal and one of the counselors were down there, and they seen it happen. And they took her back there in the back. There's a security guard down there, and then had her asking her all kind of questions and wanted to search her and all that mess. And listen, she does seamstress work down there for the graduation, does all the cap and gown sewing back up and such. And they said that they weren't even going to hire her this year because she's a daggum shoplifter down there.
Okay, what is her first name again?
Sharon Jean.
Sharon.
She's madder than a wet hen right
now.
Well, I need
there's no need to be angry.
Can we run her by there and y'all can flush that out or something?
Sir, what's your phone number?
We got to get this thing taken care of because she's embarrassed all to get out, like you can imagine.
Sir, what is your phone number and your name?
You going to be there for a little while? Because I'm going to try to come down there by myself.
I need to know your name.
Because she's stronger than a dose of Filipino clap, I guarantee you, ma'am. My name is Roy D. Mercer.
Okay.
Wife name is Sharon Jean Marshall. About a week and a half, 2 weeks ago down there.
Okay, and you're...
Because I'd hate for her to come down there and start whooping somebody's ass.
Okay, you're going to be here when? In about an hour?
Can I get a check about that time?
A check?
Yeah, or maybe you could just call the principal or the counselor to explain to her that y'all was the cause of her setting off them burglar alarms down there.
Well, we're not going... I will talk to you when you come in.
You don't want me to come down there with her. But she'd be on your ass like a pair of cactus britches.
Okay.
Could you maybe just call the principal and the counselor down there and explain that to him?
Actually, sir, we're going to discuss this with our hospital's radiation safety officer, and we'll have an answer for you when you come.
Maybe you could discuss it with the principal. That's Angel and Michelle. Do you know them?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever had your leg pulled?
Yeah.
Is that right?
And who are you, sir?
Phil and Brent, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, bull.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know what?
Oh.
Angie and Michelle may be x-ray techs, but I think it's their ass that's in a sling right now.
Yeah, I think so, too.